This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, we interview friend of the show, Lewis, from Lessons with Lewis.
Good friend of yours.
He's a good friend of all of ours. That's what are true. You saying? I think he's got a lady friend called Madeline, although we did ask the questions.
We had her on the phone and they didn't sound like good friends.
No. I'm surprised they actually knew each other, to be honest.
But. Who knows what happens in that
interesting
world.
Interesting listen indeed.
You should very much listen to this. You enjoy.
And in the studio with us, a friend of the show, Lewis from Lessons with Lewis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you have can cheer for me? That's great. Thank
Good
you so
morning.
Much.
We always try.
Thank you. Do you have any hoorays?
Hooray!
Just to liven up my spirit for 7:40 in the morning. Wait, no, that wasn't
not
a hooray. How are you guys this morning?
What's
you good?
What's wrong?
Just a bit upset. I've got the, what do you call, the showbiz blues, I believe.
Oh,
hashtag
no.
Showbiz blues.
You've got a blue shirt on.
That's right. I have a nice blue shirt underneath my jumper. But that's not what the showbiz blues is about, Jess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We're supposed to Tell come us. In this morning with my co-star of my new show, Madeline Tucker. But she is not here this morning.
Did she miss a train? Had a fight with
I'm
her?
I'm not sure what's going on. We've spent a lot of time rehearsing for this song off show that we've got coming up. And I don't know. She's not here. Have you ever had guests that don't show up to your show when they say
James
they
didn't
are?
Show up last week.
Oh, did he?
That was planned.
That was planned. You see, this isn't planned. It's very upsetting, James. What do you do in situations where showbiz people upset you? Do you sort of name and shame?
Is yeah, we bag thing? Them on air. That's okay. What we do.
I believe the term is the show must go on.
The show must go on. You're right. The show must go on. But I don't know what I'm going to talk about. What should we just talk about on my own? This is not working for me at the moment. This really isn't.
Should we try and get her over the telephone?
Is that even possible?
Well,
we can do anything here.
Yeah,
great.
We can certainly try.
We could Skype her in, but there would be not be much point to that because it's radio.
That's okay. There is still audio with Skype.
That's great.
But
that's good.
Let's go to some messages, Lewis, and because I want to make this better for you.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be good.
No one wants the showbiz blues on a Tuesday.
No. So we'll give you the I'll give you the number and we'll get that sorted.
Yeah. Okay. But don't tell me now. No.
7.
We'll get her after this.
Okay.
You're on Joy. We have Lewis from Lessons with Lewis
G'day.
In the studio, and you're quite upset because your friend wasn't able to turn up this morning.
That's
so
right. My co-star of my new show, Madeline, was supposed to be here to promote the show with me, but that's not the case.
Well, so we've just called her up and we've got her on the line just so you can be together again.
Okay.
Good morning, Madeline.
Madeline, are you there?
Hello.
Hey,
Hello?
Madeline. Where are you? This is great, isn't it? We're on the radio together.
The radio?
Yes. What's going on, Madeline? I was here in the morning. I had your little breakfast ready for you because you insisted on me bringing little breakfast for you. I got you that Nutri-Grain bar you like.
I don't like Nutri-Grain. What's wrong with you? I'm a muesli matey.
Okay. Well, I brought you the Nutri-Grain one because it was just cheaper for me, but that's okay. So where are you right now? Are you on the tram on your way here?
I'm at home. I'm at home.
You're at home. Okay.
I'm at home.
That's not very helpful, Madeline.
Why? Because something very important happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
Right? I went to Cash Converters because I was walking around.
So you're not here today because you went to Cash Converters?
Well, no. And in there was a Neighbours DVD.
Okay,
right?
A Neighbours DVD.
The first 110 episodes of Neighbours ever for
right.
$5.
Okay.
And so I was up all night watching it because that's very important.
I thought you would have been rehearsing at least or something like that, but you were just watching Neighbours.
Well, you guys don't sound like best friends at the moment.
So I'm just trying to work out what's...
I was rehearsing my cursive, like my neighbor's cursive, writing neighbors out.
Yes.
Just in case they need someone new to write it out every week.
So you were writing neighbors... On a piece of paper.
Okay, I think they have computers for that now.
Okay.
Now, have you two worked long together?
Well, we've been rehearsing for a while.
For your sing-off show.
That's right, for my song-off show, our song-off show. I don't know whether it's ours yet.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Madeline. Yes. But before that, we've done a few things together. We've done some live shows for Fringe, little mini shows for Fringe. And we also she's also been to lots of my shows, which is why I decided to get her involved.
Right.
You've also met Toddy Goldsmith through me, haven't you, Madeline?
A Toddy Goldsmith movie? You're making a movie?
Now, Madeline, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
There's been a few texts in already of people wondering if you and Lewis are actually an item. Can you confirm or deny that?
What sort of item? Like a box or a chair?
No, different type of box, Madeline. We're talking about yours.
Because we use a lot of, like, we use some stools in the performance, like we sit on them for some of the more dramatic moments.
Well, no, I'm just wondering, have you guys ever pashed, really?
No, we haven't. That's not part
of
our deal.
Madeline.
Well, I'd like to answer on behalf of Madeline because Madeline's not here in the radio studio at the moment, so I'd gladly answer for her. And the answer is no. Showbiz, yes.
Oh, yeah. Showbiz, in that audition we had to do that time. That was the worst.
Well, there's more of Lewis after
Stop
this.
Stop lying, enjoy. Madeline.
We still got Lewis from Lessons with Lewis in the studio. Madeline has hung up.
She hung up. That's okay. She got a bit hungry and she had to leave. But that's fine.
So, well, I think she hung up because you said that you guys didn't...
No, I think she got hungry.
Okay.
That was it. Okay. That was the reason why
Sound
she
like
left.
She was getting hangry.
Yes.
Now, what exactly is a song-off? Can you tell us?
A song-off, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know at home, is a sing-and-dance bonanza. It's when it's like what the rappers do when they try to fight each other but through song and dance.
So, oh, I saw Straight Outta Compton the other day. Is it kind of like that?
Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah.
That's great.
NWA? You guys like that?
No. Is that basketball? No.
Sounds like it.
It sounds like it.
So have you been rehearsing at home in front of the mirror? Or?
I have been. I've also been rehearsing on the tram on the way here, on the bus, on the train. I rehearse as much as I like, whenever I like, regardless of whether people tell me to tone down the singing, please, because it's quite loud on the train.
Can you give us a demonstration of what kind of songs you sing?
Megabyte, megabyte, give me that megabyte, 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 give me your megabyte, 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 perform the perform the megabyte. That's just a little teaser. Song's about floppy disks and technology.
We're looking
Do you know
for...
much about modems?
Know a lot about other things.
That's great.
So,
how about modems? No, okay, that's okay. So your next question, please.
So where can people catch the song off?
They can catch it at the Workers' Club. We're doing it for three shows only on September 27, October 4 and October 11. It starts at 3 p.m. and we have some great talented support acts joining us, including the Real Hot B word. It's a swear word.
Yep. Bananas.
Yes.
Go
the real
it.
Hot bananas. Yep. And steaming jeans, which are great. Oh. And Waterfall Person. They're all very lovely acts and they'll be helping us perform, pre-perform before our main performance. That's a lot of P words and they pop a lot on the microphone.
Well, if you want more information on the song off with Lewis and Madeline, head to Melbourne Fringe.
No, it's not part of the Fringe
it's not
at all.
Fringe.
No.
Oh, right. Okay. So don't go to that.
Don't go to that. You won't find it there. You can go to my lessonswithlewis.com website. That's lessons with L-U-I-S. Or you can go to my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, twitter.com, T-W-I-T-T-E-R.
Megabyte. Stuck in my head now.
Megabyte.com/lessonswithlewis Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime, Lewis.
You're listening to Joy.
thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.